We had, it's a little two-teacher, one-room school. And we went to school in what we call the school wagon. One of the men in the community had a top on his wagon, kind of like a canvas top. And he'd go from our house, he'd pick up the children. You paid so much each month to get to ride the school wagon. And he would take you to school in his wagon. Mm-hmm. And then a few years later, I believe it got to where we'd have the split term, didn't we, when cotton, there's a lot of cotton got to be prevalent in the community. And we'd start early in July and then turn out for cotton picking about a month or 6 weeks and then have the rest of the term. And now that stayed in effect until about, 10 or 15 years ago. And the reason, I guess, it's not still going on because people don't pick cotton by hand nowadays. They use cotton pickers, you know, the machinery. But we had a split term. And then when this school wagon played out, we had a horse and buggy that me and my two sisters were educated. We had an old gray horse. We called him Old George, and he went to school with us every day. Carried us.
That must have been. Did it?
They had stables at school. When we'd get to school, we'd put him in the stable.
Were you kind of fortunate to have that?
Yes, we were.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I imagine many families walked, didn't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I see. How about how did you refer to the teacher? As just a teacher or a schoolmarm, or how did?
Oh, just as a teacher.
Mm-hmm. And how would she refer to you?
Her? As a pupil.
Pupil. Mm-hmm. And I suppose George wouldn't let you, but suppose you decided not to go someday. What was that called?
Well, playing hooky, I guess. But I did. I'd get to school, and I'd get sick. And I'd tell the teacher I was sick and wanted to go home. Well, she'd let me, and I'd start out walking. And I had an aunt that lived just a little piece up the road, and she knew my tricks. And she'd be watching for me. She'd see me coming. She'd come out and wonder what's the matter. I'd say, I'm sick, I'm going home. She said, well, come in the house a minute. And she'd give me a dose of castor oil. And that cured me. I soon learned. I couldn't get by her house. I couldn't fool her. And she knew I was playing off. That's why she gave me the castor oil.
I see. Well, that's, I think, worse than thrashing. What did they do to the boys if they caught them?
Oh, they'd whip them. I don't think they used the word thrash, did they? Just whip them.
And how were the different years? How did you know that you were succeeding in school as you moved from?
You'd pass. You'd pass from first grade to second grade, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of subjects would you study? Did you have much history?
Yes, we did. We had history, reading and writing and arithmetic.
Mm-hmm. How did they refer to the war between the states or the Civil War and history? Did you study that very much?
Yes, in the eighth grade, I think we had what we call United States history. And we had all that in the eighth grade.
How did they refer to it?
The war between the states?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Rather
than the Civil War?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I believe it was the war between the states.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was.
Has that changed?
I really don't know whether it has or not.
Do you hear the other term?
Yes, we hear the other term now more, Civil War.
Mm-hmm. And did you study geography?
Yes, geography was a very important subject. Spelling was.
What did they consider to be the southern states in geography?
Oh, from Kentucky